Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Bahamas. Under my sling thing. It is another sexy Tuesday. I am your host of the absolute most. This is Mrs. Kendanik Delaveau. You're here on Guardian Radio 96.9 Fresh News, Smart Talk all day. And of course, this evening, we're going to start a little bit of trouble. I felt like starting some trouble this evening, you know? And so we are going to just jump right into it. So we're going to be speaking this evening about the role of a man. So good evening, my good people, and welcome to Kenny's Corner, where the conversations are real, the perspectives are raw, and it's the truth. Well, it's the truth according to us. So tonight we're stepping into the conversation that has shaped homes, relationships, communities, and even nations, the role of a man. Now, let's be honest. This is not a simple topic because what a man is taught to be and what a man is expected to be today are entirely different things. For some, a man is a provider. For others, he's a protector. Some say that he must lead. Some say that he must listen. And in today's world, many men are being asked to unlearn, relearn, and redefine themselves all at the same time. So the question becomes, who defines the role of a man? Society, culture, upbringing? Or does a man define himself for the role he himself sees? And let's not ignore the pressure, the silent expectations, the emotional weight men carry without being taught how to truly express it. Because while we often talk about what men should be doing, we don't always create a space to understand what men are going through. So tonight, it's not about attacking men. It's not about defending men. It's about understanding men. Because when men are unclear about their role, families feel it. Relationships feel it. Communities feel it. So tonight, we will ask the hard questions. We challenge perspectives. And we create a space where truth can live. Unfiltered and unapologetic. And absolutely intentional. Intentional is my word for 2026. This is Kenny's Corner, and this is Kendanik, and we're talking. You finally reach? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are all here. The room just got a little bit more steamy, and we are going to we're going to jump right on in. Good evening, Randolph.
Good evening. Good evening, Bahamas. I'm sorry.
Good evening, Kevin.
Good evening, Bahamas.
It is Lent, and so I will relent and not put you through any pressure tonight, Randolph. I did not see you at Ash Wednesday service.
Well, you really won't go there? I was there. I was at Ash Wednesday service.
Okay.
I came in to the side door, so I could leave out to the side door.
I don't even want to know if that's a metaphor for something else, but whatever. So tonight we're talking about the role of a man. There's no bashing. This is a safe space. This is the equilibrium for the pendulum swings both ways tonight. Wow. Now, Scotty, what is the role of a man?
Why you guys want to start?
I want to start because you are the Roman Catholic. We are the head.
Okay,
go ahead.
But in relation to what though?
in anything. I want you to give me a holistic idea of what the role is of a man. And then I'm going to answer. Then I'm going to segue into something that was said earlier this week. So what is the role of a man, well, Randolph?
The role of a man, as far as I portray it, is to provide, protect, you know, mentally, spiritually, physically, be able to fulfill a woman in all those aspects. But also understand the tone. It doesn't matter to if she makes more than me or not. She still knows her place, that I'm the man.
Excuse me?
So you just told, you asked me and I gave you...
What do you mean, know her place? Scotty, what do you mean, knows her place? What do you mean by that?
He probably caused a lot of car accidents just now. People believe, bring, put aside.
What do you mean, knows her place, Scotty? I mean, the man in 5 minutes of the show. What do you mean, know her place, Scotty?
All right, let's put it like this. I give, you know, in a place where you have a lot of women in our group, in our age group, that believe their monetary success means that they're more successful than a man. Fair. They may be more successful money-wise, but they still can't be the head of that house. So they'll never be a man per se. So when you have those, they use the term masculine energy. Remember these masculine energy, they try to talk these men all about and stuff. They don't know their place. They wasn't raised right to know. Me and you could disagree in private, but in public, you don't ever outshine me. You know, we go out and you know you want to go to Prime One out West and you know, well, hey, I own a teacher salary. I can't afford that. You slide your card under the table. I pay because I had a mind. You don't want me to have that. You respect me as the head. Even though you're carrying the weight financially, you still give me that role to lead. And that's what I mean, knowing your place.
I like that. I like that, Scotty. I like that.
They don't like the term.
They don't like that. People don't like that
but
term.
But if you take emotions out of it and just listen, because it's really just structure.
But I appreciate that term. I appreciate know your place. No, I appreciate.
That's why I like you, because you try to understand. You're listening, but not to respond.
So ladies.
Yeah, but I like that perspective, because my thing is I don't want to emasculate I'm the man, because I want him to understand. Hey, boss man, you in charge.
But you want to know something, We, as men, we don't care about your qualifications.
We don't.
We don't care about that.
I read that this week. No, I think, was it you that posted that?
No.
It was somebody that posted it.
We don't care about that stuff. Like, we are happy that you bring more finances to the collective, but you still expect me to pay for things.
You realize Rihanna is a billionaire, Rihanna.
Yeah.
People mad with Rihanna because Rihanna said, like, I ain't doing nothing unless my man tell me. We can spend my money, we can spend it here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she submit to Aesop and like, look.
That's structure.
You the head of this house. And right. People hot with her, like, champ, but she said, listen, that's how she was raised.
I don't think that's the only reason.
It's structure. Her structure, how she was raised. Look, this is what you're supposed to do.
There's
you know
God,
your role.
Father, mom, children. That's structure.
Bahamian women don't like the hair, role, knowing your place, but staying your land.
Another thing too is, though, in Bahamian homes is God. No daddy, mommy, children.
But you have to understand something too, right? In the grand scheme of things, 90% of the households in New Providence—we're talking about New Providence, not Cat Island, not Mayaguana, not Eleuthera, not Rock Sound—we're talking about New Providence. 90% of the households are run by single women.
Yeah.
So if I were raised by a single woman, I see my mother doing everything on her own. You can't trust these man. Oh, you can't depend on these man. But you laid down with this man. You had this baby with this man. This man didn't marry you. That is something that's a you thing. And so she perpetuates that on me. So I see that, okay, well, like my mommy did that. I could do it on my own. So then the cycle repeats itself.
But and that's why I don't argue the fact that men are very important.
Mm.
And, you know, the reason why they think that way is because that's all they know. You understand? So when you tell them the man is the head, they wrestle with that, women, because they haven't seen it displayed, the structure. Whether, even if they're not married, they live together, the father is still active in their lives to the degree where the mother still gives him that respect. But when you have women who have to operate in the place of a man, that's when the degrees and the qualification, the financial strain and all of this, because we're not designed to raise kids functioning in two roles. This goes back to structure.
Yeah.
But I still don't think that, I still don't think that for women, right, we have to not understand what our role is. I think for me, no matter if I have to work, I work various jobs, right? I am my husband's helpmate. He runs the house. And if I, even if I have to work late Saturday night, right? Let's say I have a late wedding, a 4 o'clock wedding. I know Friday night I need to take the meat out. So when I get up Saturday morning, I could season the meat so that when I get off that night, I could either cook late that night when I get off Saturday night, or I could cook early Sunday morning. But he still needs a hot meal on Sunday. He has worked all week long. He has provided for me and his family all week long.
No, but see, you're thinking with a sense of, your man is a priority.
He is a priority
and,
for me.
And another thing too is, you ain't just trying to be married. You actually want to be a wife and function as such.
But Kevin, you know, as a woman, I had to learn that because my mommy taught me, Kenra, when you get up in the morning, you make up your bed. Don't leave no Don't leave no dishes in the sink. You wash the dishes, you dry them, and you put them in the cupboard. You mop the kitchen floor. Make sure the kitchen straight. Because you know how you're leaving, but you don't know how you're coming back.
But see, that's the structure that was passed down to her. Yeah. Like, what are they being taught now?
But what are young men being taught? Because a woman cannot raise a boy.
And see, that's the problem. But
they believe that they can.
Right.
But I find that mothers coddle their sons too.
Yeah.
That's why we had a bunch of, you know.
I'll use the example for a young boy last week.
Excuse me, before we get there, I just want to say to Fabian, Miss Brown, thank you so much for your words of encouragement today, because I have to stick a pin. So yesterday would have been 2 years that we buried my mom, right? And so today was the day that the tombstone layer and I were back and forth about the dates, right? Because I couldn't get the dates sorted out in terms of when to lay it. So we finally got it laid today at 2 p.m., right? My brother came, we were there, and we were in the food store. We were at Brandon's Deli, and I was saying to myself, like, this is really amazing. Like, of all my family, none of the family members came, right? And so Fabian was like, Kendra, don't worry about that. You and your brother were there. That is what is most important, because you will always be Donna's children. Those people are her relatives, but you came out of Donna. So Fabian, thank you so much. I truly, truly appreciate you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you so much.
You showing off for this little stand over there.
I get fancy. I ordered that from Timu, friend.
Okay.
I got that from Timu, and then I got a light too.
I see that. I mean,
where you stand with you? You want me to get you a stand too?
Well, I get an iPhone, though. You know, you use a Samsung version.
I get an iPhone too, so my client buy me an iPhone.
But it don't work with that.
It ain't hook up. It hook up. I could talk on this.
Yeah, but it don't work with the little fancy stand you got there, though.
I could put this on the stand.
Oh, okay. All right.
Say sorry, Scotty.
Sorry, I didn't see that. I didn't realize.
I didn't know
you have an iPhone. I thought you was always an Android person.
I am, and then my daughter got an i1 for her Christmas gift. So the iPhone people said that you should have this so you could watch, monitor what the children do. So I have this, so if she make a ping, I could see.
Yeah, I don't know. They could get around now. My son is getting around here, so.
For true? Yeah. Scotty, I need you to check this then. Okay, let's get back to our topic, because you just threw me all the way off. Look at Chris laughing. Chris, that's true? They can?
Yeah.
You all better show me what to do. So let's get back to our topic at hand, right? So you say that the women can't raise boys.
Nope.
Yes
no.
or no?
No.
Not again.
Why no, women never, can't raise boys? Never. Why?
Well, let me say, for the women today.
Yes.
I mean, because, you know, the generation you grew up in, you know, it's different. But the women today, it's too many different factors where they want, like, some women want their sons to be their boyfriends, husbands, from what I've seen, all in one.
You know what kind of gross, too?
No, no.
Those photos where the mommy kissing the son.
Yeah, I mean, so...
let's stick to the script because right now you're trying to yuck up something.
They just say that they're over the top,
like,
man.
They use their sons to fill a void that he cannot fill. Like, that's your son.
And so,
I think that is so gross.
I think it's disgusting.
Yeah.
That ain't your husband or your man or your baby. That is your child, bro.
So what has happened is you got those boys, when they grow up, their mom always there to defend them. They'll never be able to be real men because how their mom raised them.
He can't even have a proper relationship with another woman because his ma is his woman.
Right.
So your ma is your woman.
She won't do everything. The wedding he having with his wife, she won't be in the wedding.
She won't do the first dance. My God, on today. We have a caller on the line. Krista, we have a caller. Good evening, caller. You're on.
Mrs. Delaville, how are you?
Mrs. Delaville here. I am wonderful.
My men friend there, how y'all doing today?
All right, sir.
Listen to me. I kind differ with my friend who said a woman can't raise a boy. A woman can't raise a boy to be a man.
Mm.
But when you go into the schools, they're taught by a male teacher. They have a school here. We did a study in Pinewood Garden area. They have one male teacher in the school, not even a male security, one male teacher. Mm-hmm. So the boys are being taught by a woman. They in the house with their mommy. They ain't know where their daddy is.
Mm.
They go to church, the woman preaching to them.
Mm.
All you know is women.
Mm.
You know, then be wondering why we have so much funny looking fellas walking around. You know, they all they know is women.
Okay.
You know, growing up, and I'm not ashamed to say that. I know Ms. Delaware heard me say this before. When I met my father, I was 26.
Mm.
I met my father exactly 6 weeks before my wedding. Wow. I went to give him an invitation.
My mother was 36.
I mean, I had thing to say that he was my father. That was a talk. And he acknowledged me after his wife had died.
Isn't it amazing how men acknowledge their outside children after their wife is dead?
Well, I know outside because I show my mommy and had me outside. She ain't make me outside.
Okay.
You know, but what I want to say in this is that we as men,
mm-hmm.
and brothers, don't get mad at me, but a lot of us are failing.
I agree.
The men, you know, growing up, we used to live on Moore Avenue. That's in Anglesey. I had an uncle used to live in Golden Gates. And if my mother called my uncle for you, he talked to you on the phone voice. He let you know how much money gas costs, and that's his sister. And if he have to come up there, he got to do what he have to do, because he ain't coming out slapped. So straighten up yourself. Now, he never said if your ma got to call me back, you know. He make it personal. He said, my sister got to call me back. I come in.
Exactly.
So my uncle used to control you from over the phone because you didn't want him come. You know you can get beaten when he come.
Yes.
So let that go. But not only that, I have grown up with five other brothers. I'm the last. My brothers grew me up. Things when I see the big brother and the little brothers, them smoking dope together. The big brother and the little brothers, them drinking together. I couldn't do that. I couldn't even be in the area where my brothers was, if they were drinking or something. I couldn't even be in that area where they were.
Respect. There's a respect factor.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But we the men, brothers, we need to get together. Tell them like a revival and then we need our
Oh,
men
Lord.
Revival.
Okay, suppose I do something for the men. If I put something together for the men, would you come out?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right.
Don't let it be on a Tuesday night.
No, we know you can listen to me first, and then you go and you get ride coming for you for church. So we Kevin and Scotty, we're going to do something for the men.
Yeah, man.
I'll be a part of that. And make sure you go down to Dr. P.
So don't mind.
Okay.
Make sure you get Dr. P, and trust me, I'll be a part of that.
Okay, Dr. Pinto, you want Dr. Pinto there as well?
No, Dr. P from on Robinson Road.
Who's Dr. P?
Dr. P is barbershop.
Oh,
100% male man. He's local.
Alpha male.
Alpha male.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
okay.
I'll over national radio now before I hang up.
Okay.
I've sponsored the first 3 cases of water.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Okay, we got our first little donation if we decide to have them. When we doing our men's event.
Make sure it's brown water though.
You know, Scotty, behave. All right. So we have some questions, right? And these questions have been filtered in for the most part throughout the day. Right. When you think about being a man in this current society, do you think that it's purely financially driven? Because women now associate, Oh, what you bring to the table? What you could do for me?
Oh my God!
Tell me about it.
I think men are being raised believe that they are not valuable beyond their resourcefulness. Like, as long as you are useful to me, I will love you. The minute you are no longer serving a value to me, like I can't use you for nothing, I don't love you.
But we are in a microwave generation. They don't care about anything.
No, but you see, what I try to instill in my daughter, which is instilled in me, is loveful, not possessions.
Yeah.
And that's the difference, because possessions come and go. Persons don't come and go. They don't work. It doesn't work like that.
No.
And money is fickle. Money is up and down, too.
It's transactional, Kenny.
Yeah, and that's what it's come to.
Exchange is no robbery.
That's all it is.
I believe it's plenty robbery here and all.
Who getting robbed? The girls getting robbed or the boys getting robbed?
The men getting robbed. But all these women, listen, a lot of these women, I went to the Bear Fest this weekend. Let me just say a shout out to all of the big, healthy women in the Bahamas. Because they're confident as hell. And I can't lie.
Not Scotty, what does that mean? They're confident.
Don't feed into that.
I won't know. Scotty, tell me.
Listen. Don't feed into that. Kevin, what I saw there, listen, women, y'all need mirrors in y'all house, or y'all need real friends, because trust me, a lot of y'all really shouldn't have had on a day. And you know, the police force, y'all should ban people. Don't let them come in with them outfits.
Indecent exposure.
Come on, I saw.
Think that should be a thing. Like, dress codes have to be strictly enforced. Listen, man. Come on, man.
This text reads, Kenny, you have these two on the show again tonight. The show needs to go until midnight. I am sick and tired of these quickie damn shows. You can't say, I shouldn't even repeat what you said. Okay, let me finish reading the text. Kenny asks these two if they are men and they run the house or they run around the house. Hold on, we can get to that. We have a caller on the line. Chris, we have a caller. Caller, good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
I'm wonderful, sir. How are you?
Man, listen to me. I radio driving. I wasn't going to get in this discussion, you know, but y'all prompt me to get in it. Y'all stick me with a pen.
So get in it. Get in it.
I had to get in this, man. I feel like growling.
Go ahead.
Listen.
Yes.
You know, the thing about it is, I want you to make a distinguish.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
I was, my grandmother was 60 years old when I was born. Mm-hmm. I spent the first 25 years of my life with my grandmother.
Right.
I said, I understand what you're saying, that women can raise a boy child. I want you to make it distinguish that a certain age woman cannot run a boy child.
A certain age. A certain age woman. A woman who is 16 years old, a woman who is 23 years old in 2026 cannot raise a boy child.
In her late 50s or 60s, like my grandmother,
yes,
she could be the father role and the mother role of the child.
I give you that.
You, someone else can call back and say the same thing to you.
No, I agree
with you. Now, yeah, what else we rowing about?
Don't put woman in the general aspect,
uh-huh,
and don't put the age factor in it.
We have to
that
put the age.
The difference.
Okay, what else we rowing about?
Oh, okay, yeah. The thing about it is that I like to say that women is make their boy child,
mm-hmm,
their replacement man or boyfriend.
That's what that's what Kevin and Scotty said. Yeah, Kevin and Scotty both said that they...
That ain't right. Because listen to me.
Yes, sir.
When we was a... It's the old African adage that it takes a village to grow up a child.
Right. Yeah,
then the father used to be absent in the 60s and the 70s.
Mm-hmm,
the
mm-hmm.
uncle used to take his place.
Right.
Fair.
Right.
A close male relevant would take his place. Mm-hmm. And that is when children were rare and good. Because, boy, listen to me, boy. If you let that little boy doing that little feminist thing all the time and watching his mother and his sisters, them, doing the hair and all that, man. Soon a lady can start warming.
He can start what?
And he risks any angle to break. Not just he risks.
They call it twirling these days. Twirling.
Oh.
Yeah,
twirling.
Man, you can't do that. And then the thing about it is, these women is grow these boys up.
Mm-hmm.
So in a manner where they want to keep them money, that bread, running in the house all the time.
Yes.
There's even row with your girlfriend and thing and all that, like they can't, like a mother hen.
Yes, yes,
kicking
I agree.
All the time, that ain't right.
I agree.
It's not right, because what they want to do, they want to keep that male in the house. But that ain't his role.
No.
That's not his role.
That ain't his role, man. His duty is to go there and rear his own family, man. And you're supposed to be guiding him and teaching him how to do that.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes, we agree. We agree 100% with you. We ain't at the row. You see that?
Okay. I'll take that back then.
I appreciate you calling. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so the caller was 100% right, right? But let me ask you this question. What causes the fundamental breakdown for women when you have so many single mothers with these boy or these girl child? What causes the man to say, hey, I won't sleep with you? But I really will marry you.
That's the model for every.
Yeah.
That's the model right now.
So y'all didn't want to get. Well, never mind. Not you. You, Kevin, you didn't want to get. Not you, Scotty.
I was having unprotected intercourse. Yes.
But you say you like your wife, though.
Of course I like my wife.
So what made you say you were going to marry her? Is it your upbringing?
It was a number. It wasn't just one thing. But at the end of the day, you have to be able to see this person that you're sleeping with. That there's a possibility this person could be the mother of your child. And I know some people just grin and they're reckless. They don't care. But for me personally,
yes,
I care.
You care.
I've been doing this intercourse thing from when I was a little boy.
Right.
17, 18, school time.
What?
Yes. Kenny, come on, wake up.
I started late at 45, ladies and gentlemen.
Scotty said he started at 45. I like that, 45
but
degrees.
I've been at it a while. And out of all the women I've encountered, there's right. only one woman I thought was worthy enough to have my kid.
Okay.
And nobody had to tell me that. I just had to look around and see. Wait, there's a reason why my daddy leave my mom.
Right.
There's a reason why my uncle have two families and he stick with it. Like, you look at the personalities and you would be like, boy, that make, you don't want that to be your partner for life.
But who's raising these men? Why did your uncle and your daddy do that? We have a caller on the line. Mm. Hold that thought, Kevin. We still ain't gone back to the woman yet to ask, answer the question. Go ahead, Kevin. I mean, caller, good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening. How are you guys doing?
We are wonderful. How are you?
Yeah. I am okay. Is this Kenny Loggins or Kenny Rogers?
This is Kenny Delavo.
Okay. Hi. Can you sing? Okay.
Just a little. Hello.
Yeah, but I'm Kenny.
Hi.
Could you guys look to do a show one week on the topic of under the dogma of no vagina?
The what?
Under
what?
The dogma of no vagina, like not having a woman to have sex with?
No. Not having a woman to be ruling you and bossing you all about the place until you die, until the day you die, woman be bossing and ruling. I.e., women live in love and life for kids.
Right.
And women live is destructive. It is designed on basically, well, what it did over the years, it weakened the males, destroyed the boys. Now they're men. These men are just, others, I mean, like they go rape, rob, any kind of thing, because the father image was missing. The mom, most of the time, they give the boy child like such negative outlook to be a male because the daddy wasn't nobody. He ain't nobody. He ain't nothing. And the undermining of the father and the boy have to look up to be a man. And when a mother tells the boy child that, the boy child, how do you think he feel about his daddy? And how you think he feel about his mama when all this liberation coming around and they ain't nothing and nobody because society designed it this way. And at the end of the day, we worship the woman and we just curse the man for eternity. But you know what I see? I see the only way we could unresolved, this is a puzzle that we call women's little got to be a monster because our birthday be one day, our dead day one day. But this celebration of women liberation, I thought it was a week last week, and I find out this week is a whole international month.
It's a month for us.
About 39 days. It got to be a monster. Anytime you try to indoctrinate a society into something it doesn't fit. Because when we look at nature, every form of nature, it shows us exactly how male and female supposed to operate, be it human, be it animal, be it anything, but only as man who would jump in the equation because man is one man who want to rule every man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just blame. He'll destroy every man to say he's a ruler and destroy the family. And the only way society can really function is through a strong family structure, man, woman, and child. And at the end of the day, when I listen to the politics, I hear that definite thing that at night, right? And then basically all I've been hearing is they're going to be empowering women, children, and one of them missed and said the elderly. But Michael Sentati come with coal and say, man, women, and children. But you know what? What is ironic is that when we're looking at the vulnerable, vulnerable is like the children and the elderly. Women know what they be doing. Women know all the wickedness they did to men and all the distortion. And you never did that, no matter what men do. Be tired of that.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, sir. I agree. I agree. Yeah. I agree. We will look at under the dogma of no vagina in short order. We will probably have that show in April when it's lighter, when after Lent has happened. How about that? Okay, he's gone. Okay, so this is a question. In today's world, what do you believe is the most important role of a man? No, sorry. In today's world, what do you believe is the most important role of a man? Should he play in his family, his community, or both? And what role do you think is most important for a man with no family? Well, both of y'all have children, so y'all have, that's your family.
Yeah, but I think is you have to have you have to know how to prioritize. I mean, you got to be able to look at your, like, I try not to overdo. I try to do 3 things a day, so I know I could accomplish it. I don't try to do more than 5 because then realistically, so much stuff is going on in one day.
Right.
You never really could not, even if you plan it, something always could get put to the back burner. So 3 things, I always put myself, well, God first. I mean, you know, even though people might not think so, you know, as a good Catholic boy.
Roman Catholic.
But my son, my family, I prioritize them, and I always leave time for me at the end of the day. So where, you know, especially this time when I'm with my son running, doing all these different things, my mother doing all this stuff, just try to make sure I keep that balance, and then I have days of the week where it's just for me. My sisters know not to bother me. No one know not to bother me. And you'll find me on some beach smoking my cigar, drinking my beer.
That sounds really good.
You know, and that's how I keep my balance.
Yeah.
Do you think the definition of a real man has changed over time? And if it has changed?
Yeah, it is.
It has.
Why?
It's not the same as it was. It's a lot of factors. The first of all, we can talk financially. That is not the same.
Yeah,
more financially are required of these new set than possibly were of my grandfather.
But when you think about the finances, what are you using the finances to do? You're using the finances to buy lace frontal, glueless wig. Like, what you using the money for?
If we talk, the average guy probably could only afford lace fronts.
Yeah.
They can't afford no mansion or no house. When one of my older ACCs, shout out to B-Docs, Assistant Commissioner of Corrections, he's retired now, he bought his house for $15,000 in Pinewood back in the 80s.
Oh, that's back, yeah.
His mortgage is like $300.
Right.
You know the house in Pinewood costs right now? House in Pinewood with boats and kayaks and gators and turtles.
Yes.
You know what one of those houses costs right now?
$200,000.
Yeah, 200 and something.
But the house, if I scream, the person next door to me could hear.
Yeah.
Right. And so now the down payment that he had to come up with, back then, just needed to say, I work for government. Yeah. Here's your house. That's in the 80s. Now, I got to say, I work for government, which I do. I got to clear all debts, have the down payment, the legal fees. There's so many different variables just for a house.
So it's easier to rent an apartment than it is for you to get a mortgage for a home.
Yes.
Yeah.
That make any sense to you?
No, I don't agree with it, but I'm showing you that being a man in the 80s back then, in some ways, were easier than it is now.
It is. I mean, when you look at it.
Because you, women want you to say, they say, give me a house and I'll make it a home.
Right.
I can't afford no home.
So then what are you dating with intent? Are we dating with intent? Or are we dating with modification to sleep with?
Well, I always encourage guys to be smart about who you date and who you try to build with and build with purpose, because ultimately it's going to take two of y'all to accomplish what y'all need to accomplish.
Kevin.
And if, wait, and if she's saying, I want you to provide me with a house and not let me help you build a house, there's a difference between entitlement and helping.
But Kevin,
you don't need to be dating somebody's, the person that's filled with Kevin, entitlement.
Yeah. Sometimes, though, we don't take the time, and I've, you see it because you see them at the walk-in clinic, or you see the girls walking on the road, one in their belly, one in the hand, one walking right behind you. Do we really take the time to learn the people that we're going to sleep with? And no. when you decide that you're going to do this, right? Okay, so you have the, you're in a relationship. That one didn't work out, so you saddled with a child. Okay, then the next relationship doesn't work out, so you saddle with another child. So you five kids in, and four daddies.
Four,
but that's reckless, you know. And they be the ones that.
But even as a woman, do you know how to keep a house? When you decide that you're gonna date this girl, are you picking up outside? Did you go inside to meet the mother? Did you see whether your house smelled like bleach or whether it smelled like? Did you find out?
Those are things that you need to know.
But those are things that you need to know.
Nobody care about that, Kenny, man. Come on.
So would we care? But we just care about the iPhone and that's it.
Yes. We ain't trying to build no life. We here for a short time and not a long time. I don't want to know you. I don't want to know your ma and your family because I ain't going to be here long enough to hang over them. You look good. God, please, I pray that the thing you want to give me is extra good. Once I get that, I out of there. And if a child come over there, so what?
That's what you mean, babe. So what?
That's, I telling you, the mindset of the society we in.
Yeah, he ain't talking about him. He's saying how...
Yes, but I'm saying, but how could you be so cavalier as a man?
Because they were raised, they came into the world for negligence.
Yep.
My daddy didn't raise me, you know. My daddy lives in Nassau. Mm-hmm. I was raised by my father's grandparents. My father's parents.
Right.
My grandparents raised me. Right. And my daddy on the same island as me.
We have a next call. We have a call. Good evening, caller. You're on.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
We're great. How are you?
All right.
Just loving this conversation, man.
Thank you.
One thing I could disagree with, you guys say that women can't raise men.
Remember, we specified the age, though.
I'm a living testimony of that. My mom had four boys. She raised all of us well. And two girls. So I could disagree. And she did well with us.
Now, how old was your mommy when she started raising y'all?
Well, my mom had my oldest sister when she was 16.
Okay,
back
so
in
she
the day.
So she had the girl first. And then after
she had two girls first. Then the boys came along.
Okay, so by the time she had the two girls, then the boys came along. Mom was probably in her 20s by then?
Exactly.
So she had seen what rough life was like raising two girls at 16 years old, right? So that's why we said when the other caller made that justification about the age, we have to look at the age. So mom would have already seen some things. Mom, no, listen, I didn't have these two children. I have a next one. I have to raise, I have to do things differently. So we draw back and
I
we
give
say,
kudos to my mom.
Because listen. She did really well with us. Mom fall down and get up with y'all, eh?
Exactly.
I with you 100%. Like,
now,
I agree.
On your other topic about men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Most women today.
Yes.
If you look around the world, everybody looking for status.
What are they looking for?
Status.
They're looking for status.
Status.
He's right.
If you ain't this, I can't be with you.
Yep.
Mm.
He's right.
But they don't look at it the opposite way. If I was the man, I got all the money, and I take you on, and you take me to your family love me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you was the woman with the money, mm-hmm. and I don't have no money,
they scorn you.
Take me to your family. He only can use you. He only get this. And mm-hmm. that's why you have so much relationship failing today.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because ain't nobody going in it for love no more.
Agreed.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at it, a lot of women who have been kids for different men, what happens is you ain't really gonna find a real good man. Now,
no.
I failed 100%, 5% might find a good man who can take on and take on the children too.
Right.
But you could imagine you as a young man chasing this girl. She ain't giving you a time of day. Now she got 3-4 kids, she see you 10 years down the road. Now she wants you to play with four kids. She expects you to take on the role of those kids' daddy because the kids' daddy don't come around, don't check.
You'll never happen.
Yeah,
now you got to be, now she wants you,
I splash you with water,
to take on that responsibility. Now you can imagine now
yeah,
you done put that woman in
and fly.
And every time you come home from work,
no,
All of a sudden now the daddies won't pop up and see the kid.
They want to start a family.
And you got four different men coming around your house.
No, that ain't that. That can't work.
Let me let you know it ain't gonna be Scotty.
But Carl, I have a question for you, right? As a man, because when we opened up the dialogue, we asked ourselves, we had this question perpetuated, right? Do you think that a woman should know her role? I personally believe that a woman should know her role.
I would say this, you know.
Tell me.
Being a man that I am, I listen to my wife. Okay? Even though when sometimes I want to make a decision on something, we sit down and we talk about it.
Yeah.
Come to find out, her idea is better than mine.
Fair.
You know what I mean? So I wouldn't say have to know your role, but just respect me as a man.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
We became one. When we go on and we get married, we became one.
No, but that could fall into knowing your role too, you know, Carla, because, I mean, she giving you that advice.
Exactly.
That's her role to help you.
You know something, Jen? Let's be real. A man know when he find a good woman.
How they know?
How you know?
I would say we know.
Man is hunters.
You know.
We go to the jungle.
We lions. Get it right. We lions.
Okay.
We know when we find a good woman. Don't care what they do, they coming back home.
You mean the man, eh?
The man.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy.
Because he know that one, I ain't letting that go.
Yeah,
buddy.
So even if you stray and get a different pussycat, you still coming back home to the queen tigress.
He going to lay down where he comfortable.
Okay.
He ain't going to lay down where he just putting on a number.
Remember, Kenny, you got to know your place. You got to know your...
The only way they can find happiness is they would block out their mind status. And stop worrying about how much money he's make or he ain't been to school and he ain't get this and he ain't get that. But guess what? That's the same man who will love you for you.
Exactly.
I agree.
I with you. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. We have another message, right? So this message reads, Kenny, I want you to ask your guests this question.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when you are out with your husband or your fiance or your significant other? You and a woman don't speak. They speak to your husband, but they don't speak to you. What should be your response?
Kevin, why these women don't call into the show?
I won't be able to put a voice to the face. Yeah.
What y'all think about that?
I think she did the right thing by acknowledging the head of the home face. But really, it's on the guy to say, babe, this is so-and-so.
Yeah.
You know, like, she didn't go directly. She didn't bypass the safeguard. Like, she went to the king. The king addresses the queen. The queen addresses the peasant.
Well, that's I look at it like this, right?
But women also know what they be doing.
But women know what they be doing. Because my thing is, if you see me out with my husband or you out with your whomever, and you don't have no type of correlation, but you decide that you don't speak to him, I don't mind. Go right ahead, because like that means nothing. Because you're not disrespecting me in any form of fashion, because I don't even rate you. But women know what they're doing, and they do it with intent. Women are disrespectful intentionally.
So, okay, if she is doing it from a place of, I know you, but I ain't going to pretend to acknowledge you so I can talk to your husband, that's rude.
That's rude.
But if this is a person who genuinely knows your person and you don't know them, it is on your husband to introduce you to this person.
Exactly. Yeah. It is on you to say, hey, so-and-so, this my wife.
Right. But if she just being...
Trapsy.
Yeah.
I mean...
Then that's a problem.
But do you give these cockroaches this type of energy?
No, you don't. As a husband, as a guy, it is on you to be that safeguard for your girl.
This message reads, good evening. Why should I have to have money to date a broke woman?
I don't know. Oh my, he's a prophet, but you should get prizes to give out for stuff like that.
Get you a shirt, because that's a valid point.
That's a valid point.
How you call me broke and you broke?
Yeah.
But the ideology is that y'all supposed to provide.
No. We supposed to provide for our wives.
But how you? But none of y'all look like y'all gonna get married.
Kenny, the Bible says he who finds a wife
finds it.
Ain't no baby mothers, ain't no girlfriends, ain't no side guys. It says provide for your wife.
If you matter can, fact,
it says finds a good thing and attains favor. You don't get no favor from a gal you just sleeping with.
Yeah,
you just getting a short little couple. Tingham, you know.
We have a call. Good evening, caller. You are on.
I hope that's a female.
They'd be scared to go all of
the listen, I have male callers. When you see me go to the barbershop in the morning,
yeah, these female.
Good evening.
No, these
the
female.
Girls, the girls texting.
Yeah, the girls texting. They're scared.
Yeah, the female.
Because they don't want nobody
to
know. Good evening, caller. You're on.
Hello. Good evening. Yes. Kenny, can you tell me why women feel as if you like dating them or even say, I love you, the requirement is you got to worship her like you worship Jesus in church. And if you don't do that thing, she's not asking.
Well, what you mean? What you mean, wed? And what you mean, miss and tell her you love her? You if you say I love you, can't miss and tell somebody you love them. You that evokes emotions.
No,
and
because I say miss because if you really really love her, you might as well miss because no matter how much you love her or how much you give her, at the end of the day, she always tell you you ain't doing nothing for me.
Oh,
yeah, no, that's
amazing.
That's and
another
hot like God. And the theme every time.
That's a different show, but yeah.
Why women do that?
These guys have a lot of trauma.
Why women do that?
Okay, so I got to answer you, right? So whoever she dated prior to you has scarred her. And yeah. Perhaps...
Kenny.
Yes.
This ain't just one woman, you know.
I'm saying
all,
to you...
All women is do that.
Not
all women. All women is do that.
Well, I don't know, but all, right? That may be a generalization,
that
right?
Right now,
but you have to understand, right?
You didn't do a good enough job vetting her.
Yeah, you have the vetting process. You're supposed to have a couple of your sisters vet this girl. But the thing about it is, right? When you sit down and you analyze the situation, that particular individual has some trauma of her own.
Yeah.
And when she doesn't get what she wants, she's like a freaked out child. Only
so.
Children act like that.
Yeah.
It has to be some sort of analyzation and recognizance for her actions.
Yeah. And Mickey.
And you can leave her alone.
Then it goes on into another phase, right? It'd be like, okay, since you're away, should be like, Jason, the tonka, it'd be everyone tonka. And then you want it, you ain't get it. I can get it away. I get it away. What I get to?
Yeah, she looks, she's being provoking. She's being provoking. And if that woman is being provoking, and nails
that's. That's the threat of women in general because it's like they want to do what they want to do. They don't want no one to boss them. They want to boss everybody.
Call, I can't lie. Like I say, you have to know how to. It sounds like.
That
vetting process. And then whatever you allow, you know, see, I can't relate to that because that ain't even in my dialogue.
Yeah,
pay for hair? Nails?
Nah. You're right with what you allow, right? But check it out. That's the order of the day.
That's the order of the day because that is the chicken head mentality of some of the females that we have.
Man. It's like, you know what? Women need to be regulated.
They should be.
Women need to have a boss over them to boss them. Just like you don't be bossing man and bossing all the boys, right? Women need to have a boss over them.
I agree.
Because you leave it up to the biblical woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? She would see herself that by the flesh she is. Man will love man, even though she wants you to worship her, right?
Mm-hmm.
She worship another woman that she's looking up for. I won't be looking like that. Oh, she looks good, hey.
But women, but to answer your question, caller, I want you to know something too, right? By you saying they look in their phone and they see this. Women don't dress for men, you know. Women dress for other women.
Exactly.
Women dress for other women.
Exactly.
And that may sound lesbionic or that may sound however, but women dress for women.
I had women tell me that.
At their demise, you know.
At their demise.
At their demise, because guess what? For all the chemicals, your woman, let me tell you something. I tell you no lie, right? Women need to wake up. I don't believe man and not, so I can tell you that now, right? And I tell you no lie. Listen to me, good.
Listen to me, good.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe hell, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these women who think they could outdo God, when they look in that mirror, I see they tell. And they put their own self down, even though they got their mind in the bed, who they want worship them like Jesus, right? And they could change up everything about themselves and then come in some different tone, like different identity, and you could be stepping out. Speak good.
Y'all woman got a day cup. A man, when he get a woman, let's see a woman he get the first thing he even, and he get these lucky eyes on her, and he just love her. Okay, make her, she's like, fine, and he chop her off her.
Yes.
You know what? These women got to stop. Because guess what? If they're interested in keeping a relationship with at least a man who's a real man, wow. Your vagina don't move, the kind of man,
mm-hmm.
who will principle, you know what? Women don't need to wake up. The future in their hand, every baby comes to woman daddy. But they put all these toxic chemicals on their body to look like someone else. It's got to be retarded and stupid.
My caller gone?
I've been into race cars. You know what? When you wanted to go fast and be real crazy, mm-hmm. you take that cab and you degree a couple degrees advanced. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just like any educated person, when they go off school and they get their degree and feeling like they're that much more advanced than everyone else. And literally cause people crazy and stupid because they ain't gone up to school, right?
Right.
Understand the principle?
Understood.
We can all degree ourselves, right, in our own minds at home. You ain't got to go off for that. It's a matter of common sense.
Yes.
You know? But at the end of the day, I tell you no lie. I love women, but I hate to see women destroying themselves and things because women, we running everything. Please, police commissioner. Oh, he's the first woman. This is the first woman. Women need to stop the foolishness.
I agree.
When you're
yes,
you know how to act because position don't make you no better than what you is.
True, because you can't take anything with you in the graveyard.
Only give you the authority to rule over somebody else brutally or be nice with somebody else to rule. That's all that means.
Understood. Wow. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Thank you. We have a text. Let me read this text, please.
This is powerful.
Good day, and sadly, our young men have bad habits of drinking, smoking, sexing foreign women, and not taking good care of their health. They fail to take their children and family to church to fear God and follow His word. Respect is order of the day, and when all other things fail and time is gone, okay? This next text reads, the man is so right. My ex-wife told me after 40 years that I never did anything for her. This next text reads...
All these long... I have a woman calling. These texts, but they have their long. Women calling and stop being scared, man.
Okay, I knew a woman once who kept telling me she wanted a real man. I kept asking her what is a real man to her because it's subjective. Depending on the woman, she always went silent. I then asked how many real men has she known, and if she wasn't a real woman, what the relationship ended? What is a real man? Okay, let me read this next text. SolveTheProblem.com. These girls don't even know their daddy. Okay. we have a caller on the line. Good evening, caller. You're on the air.
Good evening. How is everyone?
What a female. Wow.
Wow.
Sweetie, you woke up the station.
I knocked on wood.
Good evening.
This is my first time actually listening to y'all, so I came across it, and I was like, let me listen in.
Welcome.
Thank you so much for listening to Kenny's Corner. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Go right ahead.
1 second, I'm on the way.
Let's go. Put them cheering to the side. Let's go. This is a real show now.
Sorry, I was trying to order ice cream at the same time for my son.
Okay.
I'm calling to say today, the moral fabric of like our society.
My girl say moral fabric. I like you already.
Sounds learned.
All of this is being broken down. Every day you see it. You see the change in society where homes are broken. And so y'all saying, or Paul is calling in and saying that women can't be the head or raise boys to men when they don't have a choice. Their fathers are absent.
I agree.
So if fathers aren't stepping up or men aren't stepping up to take their place in the home, even if relationships aren't working out with the mother, be there as fathers. Be there, like, forget about what she's doing. Forget about what's going on between y'all. Like, I feel like parents today, men and women, have to put themselves aside to raise their kids, to raise boys to be men. So I think once we get back to being parents and being families, putting aside differences, oh, I don't like what you did to me, so I'm coming to see my child. Oh, you ain't sleeping with me tonight, so I'm sending you no money to raise this boy. Oh, he break my heart, so I'm not going to let him see the child. These are the things that we need to work on first and put these things aside before we could even get into talking about, oh, a woman can raise a boy. Because those are the things that's really affecting our homes. Those are the things that really affecting boys being raised as men. Now, me, I'm married, so I am thankful and I'm grateful that I have my husband in the home with our son, because raising a boy is hard. But if I had to do it on my own, then what was I going
to
do?
You'd have to figure it out.
Not do my best to raise him the way I know how to?
You'd have to figure it out.
You have, exactly, that's what I'm saying. You have to figure it out. And I think, too, a lot of young ladies today are doing the best for what they know.
I think...
But you as a young woman, right? You sound relatively young, right? Let me ask you this question. Were you raised by two parents?
I was raised by my mom. Well, they separated.
Okay.
So they were together, then they separated.
Okay, so you know what? You mentioned moral fiber on the onset of the conversation. So you know what your structure is. You know that, listen, even if, and I don't know when you had your child. I don't know if you had the child in the marriage or out of the marriage, right? But the moral of the story is you wanted a two-parent home for your son. You said
because she had it
at some point, and you also said, listen, I want this. If I didn't have it, then I would have to figure it out. But you have a different moral compass. If you have 10 women in a room, and I want you to understand the ratio, the law ratio here. You have 10 women in a room. Only two of us have a mommy and a daddy home. The eight of those other women, they were raised by Grammy, Addie, or mommy. And the Grammy, Addie, or mommy telling them, hey, you were raised on love. You raised on survival.
Yeah.
And so you have to figure it out. But and then when you talk about the men and their children, right? You go, you get divorced or you get whatever separation there is. But it shouldn't matter who pushing my neck back. It should only matter, this is your son, this is your daughter. Let's do the best for the child. Let's do the best for the child.
All the chaos,
because when people say children are resilient, children are not as resilient as you think. They absorb things and then they act out at school.
Yeah.
And they have weird relationships. But miss, you hit the nail on the head tonight. But we have to learn how to get along for the children and raise them in a collective relationship. Because it doesn't have to be contentious. You done move on. I done move on. Let's just raise the children.
I don't care what she said. I just happy as a female finally call it.
Me too. Jesus. Yeah, they only want text. They love to text. But caller, I appreciate you.
Appreciate the call, caller.
Thank you so very much, and I wish you and your family the best.
More children.
I love it all up, but thank you.
This call reads, good evening. Please note that many men were never in these homes. This has been the state of our country for decades. Let me read this next text. Good evening, Kenny. I want you and these two men to stop being fake. Do you know how many of us out here have mothers and fathers in the home and they have a sordid and weird relationship? I have 11 brothers and sisters. Only two of us. Oh, Jesus.
What do they call this? Being fake?
Only two of us are for our daddy. My two brothers' hair is peasy like mine, and the rest hair is very silky. My daddy know that these other children are not his, but he took them all in. Okay.
Don't read that one. That doesn't make no sense.
This one reads...
Fake?
11. Let me finish reading this. Let me read this next text. This next text reads, good evening, Kenny. I want you and these two men to have the show and tell a little bit later. I going in the car. Hold on. I go.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me
read this text. Let me read this text. Kenny, good evening. I want to ask you a question. For coming from a divorce perspective, do you think that men know that they've lost a good woman and refuse to say, hey, I'm sorry? So they hold things in. You talk about what is the role of a man, but do these men even know their own roles when they have mothers that coddle them to the way they are thinking at this current time in our lives? I don't know. Mothers raise their son on a variety of reasons, and I can't say.
I think it's important to understand the difference between taking care of and raising.
Mm-hmm.
Taking care of is more like, because
I can't pass on male traits to my daughter.
Mm. Like, I think my daddy passed them on to me, though.
He shouldn't have to. But I have mommy and daddy. There are certain things that men are supposed to teach their sons that mothers can't, no matter how much you wrap that, that's why there's structure.
Well,
when we try to reinvent the wheel, we have problems, you know?
We do.
And I understand them saying, we ain't had no choice.
We
do what we had to do. That wasn't what you was intended to do. That's why a lot of women are emotionally, they're not intelligent.
But then, Kevin, that's why we've been saying for maybe to know this, that's why so many young men emotional as well.
Agreed.
Because what's
wrong with being emotional, Scotty?
No, emotional.
You wrapped along to your emotional son.
Emotional in the sense where a man can't find, if me and Kevin have a disagreement, but I raise, women, you know how y'all go. Y'all emotional. Y'all just go from 0 to 1,000. So that emotion could go to where I can't reason. Me and him can't talk it out, shake it out, and say, cool. It only end up where I get, and then we end up going to blows. Why? Because I don't know how to resolve it. And you see it in the schools, all these videos, these girls fighting and going at it, pulling hair, doing that.
But Scotty, we used to fight in school too.
No, not like that. But listen,
men are logical beings. Yeah. We process our emotions different than y'all.
We have to take this call. This one blinking.
Okay, go ahead.
Good evening, caller. You're on.
Hi, good day, Kenny.
What a night.
Hi.
So this is my first time calling.
We appreciate you so much.
How you doing? Every Tuesday, I've made it a date with my significant other that we sit and listen to your show.
I love this for you. Thank you.
All right, you and significant other. I hope you all listen. I hope significant other you listening.
Today's topic is a very good one because as the show is going on, we're also having the conversation. I was brought up in a single parent home. My mom raised me, but my dad was there, but he wasn't active there.
Right.
So majority of what I've learned has come from my grandmother, which is my dad's mom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
See him.
And the way she treats her husband, he is the head of the house. Even though she might do the little financing on the side and all the house chores, whatever, he is considered the head of the house. When we go over, we see him as the man of the house.
That's great.
So that is where I got all of my brothers from, as learning that the man is the head of the house, even though my father was absent.
See that?
She still gave us that example from my granddad. And my granddad is actually my mom's second husband. My grandmom's second husband. So he filled in where my granddad couldn't fill in. And I have two boys, so I'm also a single mom. But I set boundaries for my kid's father.
Okay.
That's what makes my relationship with my significant other so special, because he's now the head of our relationship.
Absolutely. So you see in principle and in theory, and so you follow through. Is that correct?
And it is,
yeah.
It's good because in all...
He's here holding his head like, oh my God.
You make him so embarrassed. You see that on national
radio. But boss, I mean...
But
not only that, right?
Yeah,
she has established this man's rooting.
Yeah.
She said that he is the head of the home.
Yeah.
And the thing, like you've all said tonight...
And that structure too is
that
there.
That structure.
Right.
And it's been passed on.
Exactly.
And what's important to note is, despite how the dynamics have shifted, the structure that she was taught still remains.
Which, like you say, she put that guideline and said, listen, you do can't cross this, baby daddy. This you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And
that's very important. And that structure, like...
I with that.
The caller, we appreciate you. We thank you. And sir, you are the head. You continue. This woman is a prize.
And don't ever give up your position.
Don't give up your position, bro. Don't give up your position, bro. But we appreciate you. We appreciate you, both of you. But I have to say this, right? Even like in regular everyday life, my husband is the backline chairman for one family, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday night was their party.
Okay.
Right. And I went to the party. I post our photo. Oh, you the one family.
I was going to say, how'd I go?
Oh, you the one family party. You were da-da-da-da. I said...
See, Ben.
I said,
That was my classmate.
I said, hi. Me and Ben, pop a bottle for me, Ben. Bring me champagne.
Shout out to Ben.
So I said, hey.
She probably going on a Saxon shirt, you know.
No, I had on regular clothes. Okay. I say, hey, catch yourself. This is my husband.
Right.
He is totally in charge. Right. And there's no way I sending him or he going to the party without me.
Fair.
I go into the party too.
Follow her for more relationship advice.
Follow me for more relationship advice.
Don't let your mind go to jungle to party by yourself.
Don't let your mind go to jungle to party by yourself. The float is on Saturday. I go into the float too.
Right now.
I get it, too. Don't think you can jump on the back of that truck.
Get booed off the truck.
Don't think you're coming on the back of that truck. No, that ain't the starting that type of party. No. But he is totally in charge.
Right.
But I am his wife. I am his helpmate. But my husband is totally in charge. He run the program.
Let me send a shout out to the Valley Boys, eh?
Get off the radio, buddy.
Which one?
Let me read this text. Our men of all ages are not concerned about families, only sex, especially from foreign women who take them
like
money transfers daily, wiring them out, wringing them out to dry. Our men are too sexually driven and don't have no direction. It's no longer who you know to connect with. You need to be properly introduced to appreciate rearing a family. Let's get it right and stop the guy who like weird life.
That's
an emotional woman right
there.
Women
control access to sex.
They do. I don't know why they don't.
Well, not according to the marital rape law.
No, listen to me. Despite a man's sexual nature, you still have a right to keep your legs closed.
Okay. This one reads, the roles in relationships are changing. We no longer follow God values to marriage and family, child.
And that's why we have the problem.
I don't want to be the man in a relationship. Change I want then. You open Change the door. It. I want you say no way again. No.
They won't tell man what to do.
No, I won't tell no man what to do. I don't want to kill no mosquito. I don't want to be outside water, no grass. Listen,
I endorse women empowerment 1,000% for women.
Women empowerment don't even really mean women empowerment.
Getting
you know.
Angry now.
I don't think all I know is
they
women
have a women's month and I support them. Right? But at the same time, I do not endorse emasculating, the tearing down of men.
Of men. We have two colors.
Because we need to, when you lift one up, lift the next one up.
Yep. Why you can't lift one woman and lift the next woman?
Y'all ain't like that. You ever see women work together?
Name
yes, my circle.
No. You ever been in an office of women?
Oh, yeah. You forget I was at the ministry for many years. Okay, let me call a good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Yo.
Yeah, hey, Nikki. Them women nowadays, these are just women, these liberated women. They can't even cook food.
What? They can't cook?
They can't even cook food. Every day I go to go buy food. I can guarantee you got 7-8 women standing online. They're all doll up, you know.
They all doll up and can't cook nothing.
Who's cooking the food?
Who?
Another woman. Imagine. The woman who can cook the food, right?
She invited you for
and
your
every day,
food?
That man, he got to go there and he gets enough good food cooking. That woman cook food.
Yes.
You're saying that all doll up, y'all, and think her man gets stealed because she can't cook that pot for me.
But
she's going there to get food every day. And even feeding them children right and things. And but she liberated.
Another thing
when it come across my mind, right?
Tell us.
Another thing, right? That officer, the spouse position, right? They didn't take woman. You have got to put woman in kingdom position. Officer, the spouse, right? Why they put officer, the spouse? The officer, the spouse need to be in the kitchen. In the house. Not inside no building. And sitting up and talking, but you're going to go. Cater to this in case. No, officer, the spouse supposed to be, that woman's supposed to be cooking and cleaning and making sure the prime minister and things right in top of all the thing. Every time he step out, she proud. Hello. Are you talking? I'm making sense here?
You're making sense, caller.
Because I mean, I tell you, it's very disappointing, this man, right?
Yes.
These can't cook woman and thing and thing. They can't cook.
They can't cook. They're making noodles. They're making noodles.
And their man will never be online and think going to go get food from other women, you know.
Yes.
But they should be ashamed because if they could go to other women to get that food, right?
Yes.
I mean, hold on, man. It's like, man, the other woman, like they say, they man gone.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Man gone. Hey, thank
hello.
You. Hello. Thank you, caller. Hello. Good evening, caller. We have you on.
Hi. Good afternoon to you.
Alpha male, is you?
Yes. Mrs. Delavaux, this is me.
You calling late. We ready to wrap up. How come you just calling me?
Yeah, I was listening and I was trying to hold out. Good afternoon to the brothers.
What's going on?
I want to join in with you and saluting all of the sisters who call. And especially the last sister. I want to say to her, there is a gender war in terms of relationship.
I agree.
And God has blessed you with three boys. And thank God that you recognize that you have a partner who can partner with you in raising those boys. Beware of your sisters, your best friend, who will try to create a gender war to break that up. You may not have a perfect day every day, but the gender war is coming from the feminist movement. But you do need an alpha male man to help you to raise those boys. And if you don't believe me, read Proverbs 5, 6, and 7 and see what the feminist movement is all about. They don't believe in family. They believe in gender war.
I have a question for you. I have a question for you. Do you think that when other women see, you said you congratulate that woman, that last caller. Do you think that when women see other women being taken care of by a man, not no little boy, like a man,
they have
some envy for the relationship and they don't know how to say, hey, how you get this? Help me to get this. Do you think that they covet their friend relationship or they covet their friend man? What do you think?
This is where the gender war is coming from.
Okay.
And I would advise all, even the men, but the sisters especially, read Proverbs 5, 6, and 7, and you will see what the feminist will do to your relationship. She will corn your man. Man is trying to be a good man, but that sometimes, if you're not structured, that spirit is so hard. King David fall from that.
My God.
King Solomon fall from that.
My God.
King Ahab fall from that. Only two persons I remember when the Bible run from that was Joseph and Job. So the biggest problem is that strange woman out there who don't want to see you happy, Sister Delavaux, and her aim and object is to torment you and create a gender war between you and your husband.
All right. Okay, I appreciate you, Alpha Male. Alpha Male, we already have three cases of water pledged to us. When we decide of the men's conclave, are you going to be in concert with us? Yes or no?
You can find me. Your husband knows exactly how to find me.
My good husband.
Your one husband. Your one, no, let me rephrase that. Your one good husband.
Amen.
Who was structured by my two good friends when we were raising, having children. Your father-in-law beat me to the deal. I was lazy.
But can I tell you something? Can I tell you all something? I post my husband, right? Now we've been together a little while, right? I finally post in this man, right?
Uh-huh.
I get a inbox message. Oh, you post him too much.
But that's what he's saying right there.
I say what?
They're hating.
How you supposed to mind too much?
You post them too much.
The gender war is coming from the feminist movement.
You must have been looking at all the comments from your wedding pictures, too.
The gender war is coming from the feminist movement who have issues with God, and playing their role, and they angry because they cannot find a man to stay with them. They create their problems. I'm a wonderful evening.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carla.
Thank you. We appreciate you. We have to go. It is time to go home. My husband, the show over. My husband home waiting on me.
We still got 10 minutes.
Scotty. But we have a next caller. We can't. Caller, good evening.
That's a female. I feel it.
Caller, good evening.
No, that's a dude, Mother. We have a
next caller, good evening. Okay, we did.
Hello?
Hi.
Is this a woman?
Hi.
Hi. Yes, I'm a person.
What? Can I hear you? You say it again.
Hi, first time caller.
Hi.
That's a woman. Yeah.
I tell you, it felt like a woman.
Good evening.
I'm a first time caller. Good evening.
We appreciate you.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear from all of you. Excellent show tonight.
Thank you.
I just wanted to make a point in reference to the show.
Okay.
someone made a point about men roles. I think I heard them speak about the roles of men.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, a man with integrity don't need a role.
All right.
Once you have integrity, the roles follow him.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a different perspective.
And I'm listening. Being a woman who is willing to submit and be led by a king.
Talk it, friend. Talk it. Talk it.
Because there's a difference between a man and a boy.
Mm.
I agree.
All men are kings, and they have it within them.
Right.
But some of them don't know how to sit in that seat.
Sound okay. Like a ref. With that.
So having a husband
mm-hmm.
who did not know how to lead
yes.
was leading me astray.
Okay.
Agreed.
I have two boys.
Yes.
That require their father. I can't be mother and father.
Yes.
I can only be mother. I
appreciate the honesty.
It's a structure that is required.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Their father will ride with them and won't say a word.
Mm.
He will not have a conversation with them.
Right.
Boys look up to men, but you have to know how to be a man.
Right.
Yeah.
I grew up in a large family, and my father was a man of few words.
Mm-hmm.
He ran his house with few words, but the way he ran it, every day somebody knew what he meant. We knew what his silence meant.
Boy.
The sons and the daughters.
King Solomon, baby.
This generation is totally different. This is something I have never seen before.
Yeah.
The village raising the children is vital.
I agree.
That's not something you do away with and expect for a proper generation. It is a vital thing because it's not just the discipline, but in harm's way. The first time I ever heard about any child in the Bahamas going missing was with that Freeport case.
Mm-hmm.
It blew my mind. We always knew where our children was.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody knew.
Today, I don't keep late hours. So right. By 8 o'clock, I'm in my house.
Yes.
But I'm coming from church and dropping home 7 and 8-year-olds. Where are the parents?
Where are the parents?
Mm.
Where are any parents?
Right. Mom or dad?
I am no longer with my children's father.
Right.
But not one day has he called to say, who do you have my children around? That's a problem.
That's a problem.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to be together, but you're supposed to make your presence felt as a man. Mm-hmm.
How old are the boys now?
They're now 17 and 19.
So they are all you know. You are all they know.
Listen, they know their dad, but there is no speech.
My
there
God.
Is no communication.
And see, unfortunately, that will, I mean, you could do all you could do, but at some point, you know, when they go out there in the world, that will come back, that will surface in a relationship or two. It'll take a few.
I would say this. They presently have a male figure in their life.
Right? All right, that's good.
Not just
that's
male, important. Because you need both, you know. You need
yes.
a male figure and you need a father figure, you need a spiritual figure.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I thank you that they're now engrafted with that.
Right.
But somewhere deep inside, stepfather, spiritual father, you cannot replace real father. There is an innate nature for children
mm-hmm.
to look for their parents, to love them, and the love language grows.
Mm.
It grows.
But as I listen,
so I know ain't
as
any
I listen,
and every man could come to me. I respect every man.
But as I listen to you, right, and this is cognitive dissonance and this is learned behavior at its very best and it's reciprocal relationship order, I resonate with you because I could hear that you're hurt and could I honestly tell you that I identify with the hurt that you feel because when you have separated from your children's father and you cannot work together for the betterment of your children. It shows. And it's very, very telling. It's almost as if though you are failing against failing. And I hold hands with you across the proverbial telephone lines and I wish you the best.
I want to say thank you, and I want to make a point there. The marital rape thing.
Go ahead.
And I've gotten heat on it. I don't know who's pushing this agenda. Kyle spoke about the feminist, but that is certainly an evil agenda.
Mm.
I'm not saying that husbands don't rape wives. Abusive husbands do things like this. But how do you lump the entire male society, especially Bahamian men, who don't have that level of support that our society already don't give them?
Yes,
they're
yes.
stripped of so many things.
Wow.
How then do you get into their bedroom?
Saying this.
Ma'am, we don't know who's pushing the agenda, but the only thing that we can do is we can be relevant in our conversation and say that this is not
yes,
something
ma'am.
That needs to happen in our bedroom. You can't dictate with my man.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
I appreciate you. If you see me on the street, I'm bald-headed, okay? Just hail me.
Okay.
All right?
I will. I'm going to look for you.
Listen.
If you see me on the streets, I have a pretty gray beard. And
let's Scotty, kind of... stop lying. Stop telling fibs, Scott. Ma'am, I appreciate you for calling. Thank you very much. And you have a
too.
Wonderful Tuesday evening. I appreciate you. Please listen again. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you. We have another caller on the line. Caller, good evening.
Good day, Lee. How are you folks doing?
We are all wonderful. Right. Turn your radio down just a touch, please.
Okay. Good, good. All righty. So I just want to harbor on one or two points. I love what the last caller was talking about, and I truly believe that that is a what we call a modern-day concept of some form of evil. I don't disbelieve that a husband can abuse his wife and so forth in many different ways. But when you try to legislate for the entire population of men, understanding that majority of men don't do that, majority of husbands don't do that, and I truly believe that, that's point number one. Point number two, there are a lot of men who want to have a relationship with their children, but you have some very vindictive, some very troublesome women who, for whatever reason, they feel as though that they use it as a tool. They use the child as a tool, which basically, after a lot of men, and sometimes it's good to hear both sides, hear from the man and hear what's happening. Because there are a lot of men have gotten to the point where if I come around, there's a problem. If I don't come around, there's a problem. I'm doing the best that I can and would love to do more with my children. But this woman seems as though she is bent on hell to make my life, mean not necessarily my problem, but the man's life, difficult. And there are a lot, you'll be surprised to know that some men are staying away from their children simply because of the woman, the mother. And that is a big problem in this country because you go to the courts, a lot of the courts seem as though it leads towards one side. And there are a lot of men who are, you know, in this country, because I speak to some of them sometimes, who are heartbroken because they cannot have a sensible relationship with their children because of a vindictive and a very evil woman. What? And I'm saying that because we look at it from one end, but we got to look at the entire picture to know that there are a lot of good men who want a relationship, but fear the fact of you know, don't let them know that you're seeing someone else and they may be jealous of that. Oh, God, they can make your life a living hell. So there's a lot of men out there I truly know and believe that have a sincere desire to be the fathers that we're talking about here. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you
very, very much. We have run out of time. My husband was expecting me home 15 minutes ago. I have to go home. I'm not fooling with y'all tonight.
Wait, I want to smoke. Yeah. Go home to your wife.
Scotty, you have 30 seconds.
But I'll say this. I got to give a shout out. I know I called you and told you, so let me just send a shout out. Kevin, I know last time you remember
We had the taxi driver guy. So right, I don't say right, shout out right. to the taxi driver guy that approached me by Randy's by the mall that tried to give me all that smoke for the last
he
show.
He showed up?
But I don't know if it was him, but all I know is the taxi driver dude run up for me talking about I challenge tell him tell his wife to leave him. I'm like, bro. Hey, so taxi driver, if you listen, keep working your night shift. Eh? Keep working your night shift at Bahama.
The one for two years,
yeah.
Y'all ain't gonna see
I don't know no taxi driver that's work 24 hours, my brother. So more power to you. Next time, don't catch me when I got food in my hand. That's the only reason why I didn't do nothing.
You was gonna wrestle his tussle.
I can't even 2 years his body touch his wife and he bad. Scotty,
you bad with the wrong place. You have your 30 seconds.
No, I just want to say shout out to everybody that calls and listens in and give us a moment of that time to hear what we have to say. These are our opinions. They're not laws. You know, I love hearing the different sides of the perspectives of people. And I appreciate everybody calling in. I love when the women call in.
I love your women. Please call in more.
You know, we love to push back. But at the same time, I love when people with knowledge and real experience pass on that knowledge. Don't be hoarders of knowledge. Share it.
Yeah.
Because somebody listening needs to hear what you have to say.
And for my caller, I like the text and say, I don't like women. I appreciate the drinks by Green Pot.
Scotty, if they only know what you really are.
It's spring break.
He's a hot boy, Scotty. Ladies and gents, thank you so very much for listening to Kenny's Corner again. Another sexy Tuesday evening, and you have made my evening. And we have the conversations here that provoke more thought, more open dialogue. If we have the conversations, if we confront what is needed, the conversations are easier. The hard conversations make for peace. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Kenny's Corner. This is Mrs. Kendenick Delevoe on Guardian Radio. 96.9 Fresh News Smart Talk all day. Go home and get you some popcorn. Put your leg over that man.
Make sure you're bed too.
Make sure you're bed.
Lotion your ankle.
Lotion up your ankle and your heel.
Yep.
Put your leg over that man. And ladies, get you some popcorn and get you some wine. And
you know what you got
to
do.
You know what you have to do. Kenny's Corner, ladies and gents. Tuesdays at 6:30 on Guardian Radio.
Man made the cars to take us over the road. Man made the train to carry the heavy load. Man made the electrolyte to take us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water, like Noah made the ark. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.